You're listening to SBS News.
Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah says the results in Lebanon's first parliamentary election in 9 years are a great political and moral victory for the resistance protecting the sovereignty of the country. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah appears to have won over half the seats in the parliament. Mr. Nasrallah, in a televised speech, says the party's gains will provide protection for the Iran-backed militant group.
We need, through the parliamentary elections, to get a big parliamentary presence. And when we were addressing the people during the election campaigns, it was for two reasons. First, to protect politically the resistance and to get the political protection of the equation, the army, the people, and the resistance against Israel. And this needs political protection and needs also power in the parliament and a big presence in the parliament and the government and in all the state's institutions.
The United States, which arms and trains the Lebanese army, deems Hezbollah a terrorist group. The group's political wing has long held seats in Lebanon's parliament and is part of Lebanon's outgoing coalition government. But its gains are likely to alarm the United States, neighbouring Israel and Gulf Arab nations like Saudi Arabia, because of its links with Iran and because Hezbollah was founded as a resistance movement to Israel. Mr. Nasrallah has focused his remarks on Israel.
We were all busy in the elections, but some of us, including me, were following what Israel was saying and the threats they were making against Lebanon, also following Syria and the conflict between Israel and Iran and what is going on in Palestine, and especially in Gaza, which is something very serious. We do not know where the region is heading, so we do not have much time to spend. And it is not right the formation of a government would take 8 months or a year or more. Neither the situation in the country can bear it, nor our existence in such a tense region can bear it.
Prime Minister Saad Hariri says his Future Movement group has lost one-third of its seats. Mr. Hariri, still expected to be asked to form a new unity government, says the international community should welcome the results, though.
I think the results are in favour of Lebanon, of a free Lebanon, of democracy, of a free democracy in Lebanon. I think that Lebanon has showed the international community its resolve in dealing with refugee issues and everything. I think Lebanon, the international community, should look at the results in a very positive way.
Despite the strong gains for Hezbollah, the result still positions Mr. Hariri to form the next government as the Sunni Muslim leader with the biggest bloc in parliament. Lebanon's prime minister has to be a Sunni under its sectarian power-sharing system. But the election comes as Lebanon is looking for help in supporting its economy and military and in dealing with the impact of nearly a million refugees from war-torn Syria. One key Israeli minister has already suggested the results show the state of Lebanon is indistinguishable from the Iranian-backed and Shiite Hezbollah. Education Minister Naftali Bennett says Israel will not differentiate between them and will hold Lebanon responsible for any action within Israeli territory.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.